La li la li la li la 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 la. Hi. La li ma ki da ji twa. I think like you. I think I think. What?
Oh, there was Lord. A storm last night.
Was there now? Oh, Lord.
Did you get hit hard?
I did hit you hard.
How did you get hit hard?
I hit her hard.
You did what?
I hit her in the face, multo madness. Cool.
I don't understand what you did.
I did it with the herb. The girl's little twerb. Her flower.
What did you do?
Flurb. I del-virginized the pretty little girl. Yeah.
Where?
On her lap and into her life. Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I broke my heart 18 million times in just one bit.
I mean, what do you do that keeps the wires in the way?
Oh, my dear. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
You go to your...
Huh?
Oh, my God. You better take care of that. Did you get bruised a lot?
I was bruising like a brunst.
You were what?
I ran around and I was bruising like I was rugs. Little rug rat knuckle.
I don't understand you, honey.
Shit, honey.
You tell mommy?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
The usual. Yelled at me a little bit.
How can you, a big man like you, know that you trip down your wire? Where do you have
the
wire sticking out?
I'm a mental retard.
On the what side?
On the turnover apple and Pete's and Luke's and God.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you want to have to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Where?
I need to go for my head case.
What?
I'm not well.
When are you going?
Soon, baby. Telehealth. It's hot.
It's
oh,
slow.
Baby.
The weather's nice to go.
Oh, Lord. No. Sing, sing, God. Fa, la, la.
It's I good. Don't know what you did. And your brother isn't home to help you.
No.
Well, you chose to live where you want to live.
Oh, my God. No need blame.
What kind of doctor do you need?
Where I live for why
what?
I hurt people. Why?
What kind of a doctor do you need?
A head job.
Glory a head Jesus. Job?
Uh-huh.
Where on the head?
The beautiful, prettily part. It makes me...
Near the ear?
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, babe.
Could you get to a doctor?
Easily. Not so much.
Easily, you said?
Easy E, like 40. I love you, so.
I don't know, Alex. You better get off the phone and try.
I'm off the meds.
How you're gonna get to a doctor.
I'm off the meds, though.
You hear?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you get some help.
I need help.
I don't know what
I'm not
you're
well.
Gonna do.
I need a lot of help. I'm not well.
What?
Oh, he's not well. He can't possibly be
all
well.
All the bad things you're doing are not nice, what you've been doing. You have a horrible record of everything.
Yeah. Pretty ugly.
I mean, now you got a record in jail. I mean, it's terrible.
It is.
Brilliant. If there's the worst thing you could ever do to destroy your whole career.
You're so great. Very Jewish.
I don't know why the hell you have to do that.
Oh.
Good night. You don't need to worry. I have to
Why?
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 I have to hang up.
No!
I have to. I have problems here.
Esther! I'll call her.
I can't get out. They're elevators. Do you realize
you're snowed in, too?
Here?
I'm gonna call Esther now. I think it's gonna Esther crackpot.
I'm worried about the. I can't get out. I can't go on the elevators. Nothing is working. I'm in my rooms.
The room with the blush.
There's much to do.
And I'll call Christine.
I'm in a quandary. We have no gas.
Christine?
The elevators are closed.
I'll call her then. Christine, Chrissy.
Any of my friends.
Oh.
They got their own problems.
Italiano. Greco.
Bye-bye.
There? What's been up with you?
Starting in 2013, a powerful synthetic opioid surged in popularity. Fentanyl.
The transdermal system releases fentanyl through iatrogenic releases.
It's 100 times more powerful than morphine. Rather than reckoning with its dangers, companies sold it as aggressively as drug cartels. But instead of gun-toting dealers on street corners, men and women in suits and lab coats push opioids with cash bonuses.
That looks like fun. Right.
Flush with campaign cash from Big Pharma,
ooh,
Congress would look the other way. American companies flaunt bottles of deadly drugs like parade floats.
Very nice. Oh, I like this. That was an awkward ending. How about you? My cousin thinks I'm a white supremacist because I posted army figures saying Spike Lee inspired me with that scene part 2. Cops should just white supremacists with suits. Oh, the bird watcher, the blaze hoe. Good song. Lit. Rosie Perez, I'm sorry. A Bernie guy. And that Jew who looks like my ex. Tracy Morgan, rest in peace. To his old self, of course. I'm not far. I cannot think. Oh, like a haw.
Hi, I can't talk too long because I have to put all the timesheets in now.
The second?
Like 5 minutes.
So oh my god. Because does it expire at like 1 p.m. their time?
No, I'm just busy. I have to do it by a certain time, so just, you know.
I was asking how you were holding up, and if there was any... You're probably going to want to go to the Hamptons and see if your thing is underwater, right?
The Hamptons. We got
not even Monday?
We got a lot of water in the basement.
Are we celebrating the Jewish holiday together, or we're not?
I just sent a text, so Anthony, look at
the text. Oh, I just got it, I think.
I just sent a text, so look at, I was thinking the same thing about getting together, so let me know when you want to do it, and you guys are going to have to come and clean out your stuff.
Is Anthony's actual birthday Saturday? I'll text him just because he wishes me a happy birthday.
We're getting together with them Sunday night at 6:30, so I gave you
Wait, so you're not going to his party?
Yeah, we're going to get this party Sunday night or something.
Oh, you said getting together. Is it?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. We're getting together with them. 6:30.
Oh, I thought it was like a Zach type party.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't even ask.
Is it dinner or is it like 80 people?
I have no idea. She just said 6:30. I'm having a party. That's all she said.
Oh, okay. No, you said get together, so I didn't know if it was you for dinner.
No. I don't know.
It's clearly not.
I gave you some choices of when you want to get together, so let me know. And you guys are going to have to come to Bayside and clean out your stuff in the basement. It's really gotten out of hand, and I need you to go over some things with me because it's just too much stuff. Too much stuff, and I have water, and it's going to be a mess. So you have to come and retrieve your stuff. And that's what you should be retrieving instead of getting your stupid boxes. You should take your own.
Oh, I'm doing both. Yeah. I have to do both.
All right, so look at the times and let me know what you think, okay?
You wrote vet together. I guess you were thinking of
sis. I know. I'm kind of too rushed. So, all right?
Harrison's away this whole weekend, I think.
Where's he going?
Oh, he tells you as little as he tells me. I didn't know until I asked, but he said, how are you holding up with the storm? I'm like, are you home? He's like passing by. I'm going up to visit. I just got back. I'm visiting Joe Martin tonight or something for the weekend.
Oh, he did tell me this a few weeks ago that he was going to maybe go to Connecticut. So
is it for the wedding or it's like
really
not?
I have no idea.
Oh, you know, it might be the fantasy football.
I don't know.
I think that, because that starts, yeah.
So, I guess...
Is the basement... What?
I guess we missed the opportunity to get together, all of us.
No, he's going away the weekend. He might be back, like, Sunday night.
Yeah, but I can't do it Sunday night, so I could do it Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. You said Monday and Tuesday, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let me know what's good for you, all right?
So we didn't miss any opportunity, because that's what it is. He's coming back, I think, Sunday night, or Monday latest,
right.
Even. Yeah, so we didn't miss anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you doing?
Good.
Nani's elevator is broken.
Yeah,
flooded.
Yeah.
Everything is flooding.
With you or with her?
Everything is just flooding.
Yeah, that is true. Everything is flooding. But it stopped raining, so how much flooding do you have?
I had a lot of water.
Is it gone?
It's evaporating, but I don't even have a shop vac. Oh, actually,
inside
I'm
going
to tell him to pick up a shop vac for me. I don't have one anymore.
Do you talk to him that you have to hang up this second to talk to Joe?
Because he's out. Maybe he could pick
it up. Oh, he's out right now?
Yeah, so maybe he could pick it up for me.
Is there wreckage, like trees down, or it's really liquid?
Flooding. Like all of Nani's, the garage, all the cars were flooded.
Oh,
and
shit.
And the car was damaged.
What?
The indoor garage in Nani's building, all the cars were damaged.
All of them?
Flooded. All of them.
If it was high enough, then they had a situation like my Cadillac. It makes me sick to think about that.
Yeah.
And everyone lost their cars.
Maybe one's more. Now one's available. You can buy another flooded car.
Why do you have to say that?
Mm.
That's messed up. I'm up all night thinking about the Cadillac a lot of times.
All right. I'm trying to learn from that. So, everything else okay?
Yeah. Missing sister.
Alright, maybe you could take some of your mind off of things by doing some other things.
Miss Paul.
Paul? You mean Poppy?
No, it's a Nani line, but... I do. When you mean take mind off things, what are you referring to? Cleaning out my room? What are you saying?
I don't know what you're referring to. Anyway.
You said it.
I can talk to you more later, because I really have to call in this timesheet now. It's, like, very hard.
Why are you so mad? Like, how little
did you... I have a lot to do. I'm working. I have a lot to do. Everything is timed.
Really? But you're the boss. How is everything timed?
No, because I... It's
the opposite. You make the time.
No, I'm not focused on what I have to do. It's very hard.
It sounds like it has something entirely away from this conversation.
Anyway, all right, so let me know.
I think you're projecting. That's what Armenian, his name was Serap, when I consulted for a therapist, that's what he said to me here. You're searching. I think you're projecting, Alex. Just in the 5 minutes, he knew he wanted rid of me. Mm-hmm. Fascinating, really.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk more about it at a beach or something. I'll try to come out to the Hamptons if you end up going in September. On some other day, I guess, at Harris.
Well, I'm going to have to go the next weekend because Harris is coming out with his silly friends.
You're saying you wouldn't have gone if he didn't do that?
I probably would, but it's going to be kind of
weird. Oh, I know. I would honestly not even be... Knowing that crew, I'm sure they'll go. But I wouldn't be surprised if it all canceled since the summer's over anyhow. But what do I know?
Well, if they cancel, I'll go anyway. So if you want to come that
weekend... Oh, if they cancel, I'll go. But even... Yeah. Like, well, yeah. I might come home.
You're invited anyway. You're invited.
I
know.
I might come home for... Whether or not even you did the Hamptons, I was going to come this weekend. Or this week.
Okay, you can come this weekend, sure.
This week.
Yeah, I'm going to be around.
Home, yeah. Just for the Jewish holiday. But Sue wished me good health. She hasn't talked as much to me. We definitely had distance. She wished me that I'm okay in this time, because... There's videos of Brooklyn underwater. She said, I hope you and Harrison are safe. But that's all we talk about, and it's an interesting situation. Sorry, I'm inundating you with bouts of depression.
Are you depressed?
Not really, because the coding has also been going pretty nice. So, well... It's a lot of process. I started something similar to the CPA that I'm writing every line down in notebooks. You and Harrison got me a resume holder, a portfolio thing. I think college sophomore birthday or Christmas. Harrison, I'm sure, picked it out. So it's the maroon leather, and inside of it, a notebook was in it. And I never wanted to use it because it was actually so nice. But what better use now? And to write down the codes I learned. And these are the things that they would interview me on if I was going for the job. It's just the hard coder things. But it's nice writing it down. What?
How'd it go with the continuing ed classes?
They were excellent. I found the sales ones, to be honestly, fake, annoying, superficial. And the fact that, like, they're talking, like, it's so casual, you walk up to a stranger and... They have, like, a 70-year-old Jewish woman who looks like she was gorgeous maybe 45 years ago or something. She has makeup on still and, like, does her hair up and everything. And she was saying how you just walk up to someone and say an interesting line. Like, her business card is Main Street, and people always ask her, I didn't know there was a Main Street in New York. And that's her entry line, that her card says Main Street. And as if it's so casual and everyone is just going to be loved immediately, not seen as a nuisance or pushy or something. Or not even that, but just that it's hard to have a sincere just random. Maybe you've had them at a lot of trade functions, but it doesn't work that way, honestly, at most times for everyone. Or maybe I'm projecting. In COVID, I don't see how any of that is possible. And truthfully, like, half of the seminars were on, like, some of them, they said, sales, this is sales for accounting, you have services to offer, people need accountants, ergo, you have clients. That's what some said for sales. They said, now knowing the right clients, who will be more headaches than worth the money. So some were interesting, the trade-offs between that shit, but, like, a lot of the philosophy is, like, going up to a stranger, and it's just so casual, and you're gonna essentially become lifelong connection. It's almost cultish when you think of that, but who am I to hate? These are more successful people at doing something. I've done it, though. I was actually judged decently well going to trade shows. I tend to be outgoing, whether or not even my boss could perceive if the other person is well receiving that. Because he's not well received a lot. What am I to say? Did you ever have to do that recruit business, or you've never had to?
I really don't feel comfortable doing that.
I thought you were going to say, I don't feel comfortable even having this conversation. But
I don't really feel comfortable doing that. A lot of people would do that, but I don't.
It's, a lot of people would not do that. Salespeople make up probably 10% of the population, and the people who do it right, like 1% of the population, is doing it for a job. It's Glengarry Glen Ross, the Wolf of Wall Street. I listened to his podcast for a few years, and I got excellent tips, which I never even utilized. That truly is what the world of big finance is coming into. And even for computer people, you don't have to win business, but you still have to interact with the client, and not the way a business professional has to, but you still have to speak very well to the clients, or if you can't be in front of clients, you can't really work at a lot of software places even.
Right.
No, I didn't realize that at first. It so much has become client-focused that I thought you just work behind a desk with the software and never have to interact with the people paying for it, but the people paying a lot of times have specific things that only you can hear almost from them that your people can't. And all it's just like part of business, the way it, like seeing the, you know, direct product maker. I see it with Mark Wahlberg's HBO docuseries. He has all these people in clothing, production, food, real estate. It's fascinating.
I heard about it, but
I told you about it. You never watched.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's sort of a combination of Shark Tank, Entourage, and Project Greenlight. And then, like, Restaurant Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's really good. And Project Runway. It's weirdly a lot of things. But, you probably need to hang up now.
I do. I'm very tense. I want to get this done. I have a lot to do.
All right.
I was away for a couple of days, you know. So
right.
Things are built up. So I'm just, you know, it's my own business. I have to get things done. Trying to get it done, and I'm very unfocused, so.
Why are you so on? Drink coffee.
Yeah. Makes me jittery, I don't know.
Tea. Chai tea. I know, it's so Asian to just drink tea in the middle of the day. But yeah. Maybe like a low caffeinated coffee.
I don't know. I just want to get it done, that's it. I just have to get it done. All right. So let me know when you want to come in, okay? Because I have to take care of the things with the basement. I have to get the stuff out of there. Everything's a mess, and I don't like when things are a mess like this. So it's and wet.
Okay, soup Nazi. All
right. So I hope Harrison's having a good time doing
this. I have no idea.
Yeah. So how often did you see him this week when we were gone?
I saw him once.
That's it? I guess you can't rely on him for socializing.
I wasn't anyway, but he's a very good brother. He was just really busy this summer. I don't know with who, but he has great pictures.
He did a lot of stuff.
My Indian friend Sharad from high school reached. We had a fight after he kissed my old high school girlfriend once, but he reached out. We were talking a little back and forth the past year, But we FaceTimed twice on Sunday. He was telling me about like a new girl he's seen, or he works at CVS as a pharmacist, so he'd be a good friend. But then he asked me if I wanted to hang the next day, and I said, I'll let you know about it. Because I thought I was seeing the movie with Harrison, and then I messaged this kid later, and I said, yeah, my brother actually said he wasn't doing plans, so I could actually hang out tomorrow if you still wanted to. And then he just, like, literally didn't respond to that in any way after we talked, like, the entire day before. So people are just iffy, you know?
So try again. Don't give up.
No. He does that a lot. He actually did that to me, like, twice this summer. So, like, he's a long-term friend, actually. But we have had, like, rocky roads, so we don't see each other as much. And he caught Ryan lying once about, like, where Ryan wanted to go or something. So, at one time. And, like, I was the one who brought Ryan. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen. I'm going to go. Enough of that. You have to pay me.
Harrison? Yeah.
No, and this kid Sherrod also, you have to call
me. We spoke on FaceTime, which I never do twice.
It's not over.
I know that. I was just telling you, like, what I was, like, just a situation about, like, and then, like, people are just flaky, like, this ugly girl I knew from Binghamton who's 2 years younger, like, she kind of looks like a troll baby, but just, like, red unkempt hair and like Irish face. Not like she kind of looks like a younger version of that woman who Panera EM emergency physician. She kind of looks like her but younger. Pretty face, as Nani would say, skinnier, smaller and skinnier, but she's Irish and like red hair like that. She works for the Wall Street Journal and she always had a crush on me in college. She's a reporter in the Wall Street Journal, and she's on, like, CNN, NBC, CBS News. And she reached out to me. I guess she broke up with her boyfriend. And then after, like, a few hours, she's in Seattle living. And she, like, basically extended, like, an unofficial invite for me to, like, visit her or something. But, like, I'm not, like, I would need to talk to her a little more. And we haven't spoken in years. She had a boyfriend. She's not good looking, but she's famous, I guess, or she was bragging that she's like a celebrity. And she always had a crush on me. She's 2 years younger. I knew her through random circles, but I asked her like how she said like she's in Seattle and like I showed her my view and she showed me hers and I said, how's it or something like I like fell asleep or something and like didn't respond for like 18 hours and less like 10 hours or something, or, yeah, like, 18 hours, then I said, how were the BLM protests there, and she took, like, 3 days to respond, and, like, she was the one reaching out to me, but it was kind of a situation like the other girl that I knew from college that reached out, just, like, random, like, reach out, and, like, I don't say enough that, like, then they stop responding, and then...
Maybe you shouldn't go into political things, like, what about the BLM, why do you talk like
that? Oh, it's not even just that. I say worse. Yeah. She asked me if I'm again if I'm a. I think she is for that, but she asked if I'm. She's may also be a fiscal conservative. I have no idea because she reports for Wall Street Journal. And I said I don't. She said, "Do you not like police?" I said, "I hate rich people who hate poor people." And poor people who are Nazis.
I can't. You sound like Nani. It's like a one-way conversation. What? I have to go now. It's a one-way conversation.
Oh, my God.
This is not a conversation. Paula. It's not a conversation, Alex.
No. She gets so mad.
It's not a back and forth. It's just you talking.
Poor thing. No. Worries like that. Oh, my God.
I told you I have to go. This isn't the time for me to talk like this. I told you that. You know, if you want to tell me things and then I say something, you don't talk over me. It's very annoying. I have to go now. Thank you.
What the fuck? With who?
I'm trying with to who? Get some help.
With what? You weren't going to leave anyway.
What's the matter? What did you want, honey?
Why?
Alex, what did you want?
I wanted to sing to you.
What?
I wanted...
Alex, what do you want?
Not much.
Nothing?
No.
Honey, I can't talk now. Please. I'm on the 6th floor, and the elevator's...
I don't care if you're on the 6th floor.
What?
What?
The elevator's broke.
I will elevate you till you're croaked.
Please, let me get it off the phone. I'll talk to you later.
What? Huh? I gotta tell you something. Makes me irk to my core.
Let me hear and talk loud.
Okay. I committed a cardinal sin today.
Every day you're doing something wrong. What is wrong with you? What did you do today?
I was walking in the hall.
What?
And I saw a little puppy.
You what?
And I took the puppy.
I can't hear you.
And I'm making Chinese food.
Alex, I can't help you with anything. Call your mother.
All right. I was racist on the internet.
I don't know what you're saying.
I hurt my grandma's hearing.
What did you do?
She turned Super Saiyan. I ate the dog.
You what?
I made dog soup. Roast beef.
I don't
pet.
Hear you.
It was delicious.
I'm sorry.
It was
I
a foxhound bourbon. Don't worry, it was Nazi dog.
Goodbye. I can't help you. I don't know what you're saying.
Trust me, it was
and
Nazi dog.
I don't
dog.
Know. Call your mother. I don't know anything.
Oh,
I have my own trouble here. I can't, the elevators are broke.
My darling?
What is it you want me to know?
I've been shitting my brains out because I found out the dog was a baby boy dressed as Clifford.
I don't hear you.
I'm a cannibal.
You're nervous?
I'm the actor Armie Hammer.
What are you nervous about?
The boy's missing.
What, honey?
He was kissing and missing me, and now he's
pissing. I can't hear you.
In the water, why?
I can't hear you.
I eat little babies, like most New York liberals. Darling.
You call the office?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm not well.
Who did you call?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Something bad.
You did enough bad things.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
A lot, really.
You what?
So hard.
Alex, sweetheart, I don't know what you're saying.
What?
I hardly can hear you.
Ting tiddle wang a bang the dang ding ding ding.
Oh, what? Hurry up.
All right.
Goodbye. I can't talk.
What?
I cannot talk.
What?
I'm sorry, honey.
What?
I'm very sorry. I cannot talk. I do not hear you, and that's it. I really can't hear you.
I love you.
Call mommy or call somebody.
All right. I'm calling the police.
Huh?
I'm calling the police to look for the kid. That's what every innocent person would do.
Alex, I can't hear you. I don't hear you. my sweetheart. Good luck in what you're doing.
Thank you, dear. Oh, fuck.
Potion, my favorite potion. Sip, touch my lip till I'm comatosing. Double up my cup, discover my lust. You got my attention, but I don't think love is enough. Daddy taught me stand tall, but I'd rather we lean. Tried this shit before I was 17.
Autistic, and my mom hearing my awful, putrid, weird, uncomfortable, out of professionalism, God, trifling, unfake interaction, creep people out of the thing, and make her so doubtfully upset.